Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 29th of May, 2022. The Bible reading today is Joshua chapter 9, verses 7 to 15. The Israelites said to the Hivites, "But perhaps you live near us, so how can we make a treaty with you?"
"We are your servants," they said to Joshua.
But Joshua asked, "Who are you and where do you come from?"
They answered, "Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon king of Heshbon and Og king of Bashan, who reigned in the Ashtaroth. And our elders and all those living in our country said to us, 'Take provisions for your journey. Go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants. Make a treaty with us.' This bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home on the day we left to come to you. But now see how dry and moldy it is. And these wineskins that we filled were new, but see how cracked they are. And our clothes and sandals are worn out by the very long journey." The Israelites sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. Today's article, titled "Pressing Pause to Pray," was written by James Banks. The burst pipe gushed into the street, and I saw my opportunity. Several cars had splashed through before me, and I thought, what a great way to get a free wash. My car hadn't been cleaned for a month, and the dust was thick. So I fired it up and headed into the deluge. Crack! It happened so fast. The sun had already beaten down on my black car that morning, heating its glass and interior. But the water spraying from the pipe was frigid. As soon as the cold gush hit the hot windshield, a crack struck like lightning from top to bottom. My free car wash ended up costing me plenty. If only I had pressed pause beforehand to think or even to pray. Ever had a moment like that? The people of Israel did, under far weightier circumstances. God had promised to help them drive out other nations as they entered the land he'd given them, so they wouldn't be tempted by false gods. But one of the nations saw Israel's victories and used stale bread to trick them into believing they lived far away. The Israelites sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord. Then Joshua made a treaty of peace, unknowingly circumventing God's instructions. When we make prayer a first resort instead of a last, we invite God's direction, wisdom, and blessing. May he help us remember to press pause today. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving wisdom generously and without finding fault to those who ask. Please help me to pause more to talk to you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.